Zimbabwe still doesn't know if the man who's been in power since 1980 is going to give up his fight to continue ruling that country. The government has still not released results from last week's election, but one sign that Robert Mugabe has lost his grip on the presidency, election officials have confirmed that the opposition has won a majority in parliament. Beatrice Mtetwa is president of the Law Society of Zimbabwe and a critic of Mugabe. She joins us from the capital, Harare. Hello.
Hello.
This is the first time in the country's history that the opposition has won control of parliament, uncharted territory for Zimbabwe.
Yes, it is correct that this is the first time since 1980 that the opposition has won a majority seats in the House of Assembly, according to the results that have been announced by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission.
What are the people there in Zimbabwe saying about the long delay in releasing election results for the presidency?
Well, there's anxiety right across, because obviously you want to know the results, particularly the presidential election results, as soon as possible. And it is now 5 days since the elections, and Zimbabwe having gone through two elections that were highly contested, in which allegations of rigging were made, are obviously now believing that the delays in announcing the presidential results are because the ruling party has lost, and there may very well be attempts at trying to change the will of the people. That naturally is what people are concluding, but the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission says that it needs the time to properly verify and collate the results so that when it does make an announcement, this is an announcement that is based on verified and agreed figures.
What is likely to happen if it's suspected that the election results are fixed when they are finally released?
Well, if there is a contest as to whether the figures are correct, the opposition did say that if the government or the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission announces results that are different from theirs and they call for a rerun, they will participate in that rerun. The results that have been announced by the opposition are based on results that were posted outside polling stations after officials from the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission had also verified them. So it would be very, very surprising that any news result is different from the ones that were posted.
Well, just sort of finally, what is the mood in Zimbabwe as this drama plays out? I mean, are people taking this one day at a time? Is there threat of violence? Is there anger? What exactly are people saying on the street?
People are extremely anxious, so anxious that some people are not even able to work. And, you know, there is anger at the delay, but at this stage, everybody is hopeful that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission will do the right thing and announce the correct results. But there is a lot of anxiety and uncertainty.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Beatrice Mtetwa is a human rights lawyer and president of the Law Society of Zimbabwe. She spoke to us this morning from Harare, Zimbabwe's capital.